So now we have some others that want to share something about what Word and Life means to them. So Joanna Williams. Thank you, Joanna. Okay, Mary Rosenfeld. Where are you? Oh, there you are.
Everybody want to stand up for just 1 second? Just to take a little break. Okay, now down. No, thanks, Tom. Thank you, though. Brevity being the soul of wit, I'm going to begin by saying the only thing about me that is 40 years old, other than my body, is my hairstyle. So years ago, when Alice retired, I made a poster that depicted the people that were the founders of Word and Life. Ginny, Louise Rapp, Ann Dunn, Sister Ann Dunn, and Father Virgil. And then in the middle were Claire Montana, Dorothy Fitch, and Renee Malloy. And then the Alice, of course, is the prop for now. And she isn't here today, but Agnes Souza, to me, was the and of Word and Life, because she managed the kitchen and the food. Always important. This is what I have come to see is Word and Life for me. Most of you are probably familiar with the labyrinth, and many have maybe walked one. It begins here and ends here in the middle. To me, that is the covenant between God and us. The community is in the first quadrant. Culture is in the second. Contemplation is in the third. And compassion is in the fourth. We are a cohesive unity. And I'm grateful. Thank you.